Shalom to all. Today's office bottom of the Daf Pei Aleph, and we are starting Pei Aleph Beis about six lines off from the bottom with the words V'kulin Shamru Tel Shalcha V'Havi Mois Shem Rechinam. That's a quote from the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Biyakav Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. El Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Ben Reb Chaim. His Nishama should have an Aliyah. And today we're going to be discussing Shamrim. So a quick review of the different types is in order. A Shem Rechinam is doing so for free. Therefore, his Chiyuv Mar minimal. He's only Chai for Pshia for negligence. A Shem Rechinam is getting paid, so he's also Chai for Gnev and Aveda if the item gets stolen or lost. And a Shail, a borrower, is the most liable. He's chayiv even for einsim. Now, yesterday we brought a machlokes what the status of a seicher, a renter, is. Is it a shemer chinam or shemer sachar? And this quote of the Mishnah that we just brought is talking about a case of a craftsman contracted to do work, and while the object is by him, he's a shemer sachar, said the Mishnah. However, if the craftsman called the customer and told him, "Toil es shecha v'havei mais, come and pick up your thing and bring money whenever you want," so then he becomes a shemer chinam. Something where it tells us, Tanan Hasan, we have a Mishnah over there. Before we read it inside, let's talk about it outside. Reuven calls Shimon and asks to borrow his cow. No problem, Shimon says. Reuven then asks him, "Can you please send it with one of your guys?" No problem, and Shimon hands the cow to a shliach. The Mishnah tells us that it's now in Reuven's rishos, and if a oinus happens to it along the way, Reuven is chayiv. Now, Shimon had agreed to lend it, but was never asked by Reuven to send it, and he chose to do so on his own, then it's Shimon's responsibility until the cow arrives at Reuven. And so now we read inside what we just said. Amar lo shoyl, if the shoyl tells the lender, "Shalach, send it to me, please, with one of your fellows," v'sholcha, and he sent it, umesa, and it died along the way, chayiv, the shoyl's chayiv, because as we had said, he takes responsibility for it when he asks the lender to send it to him. And the Mishnah continues, v'chem b'shash machzira, also when it's being returned. What does this mean? So let's say Reuven had sent the cow back on his own without being instructed to, it's still considered in his rishus regarding einsin, and it's only if Shimon instructed him, "Please send it back," then it switches to being Shimon's responsibility. An explanation of this Mishnah, Amar Rav from Papa Amar Rav Chesda, Loishanu, this is only taught, El Shechzir b'sechem eshelasa, if he returned the cow during the days where he was still borrowing it. Let's say he borrowed it for a week, and after a couple days, he decides to send it back, so it's still Reuven's responsibility, unless, of course, Shimon told him to send it back. Aval Achamei She'ilasa, if it's already after the days of She'ila, the week is over, it's finished, putter, Shimon's putter, if it dies on the way back, and he's even putter if an einus happens while it's in his house. And that's because he's not a She'ila anymore. He finished his days of borrowing, his Mei She'ilasa. But now we have a question from our Mishnah. Masar Nachum our Papa, he quotes our Mishnah, V'kulin She'amru Tel Shalcha V'havei Mais, all these craftsmen, if they call the customer and say, "Hey, come pick up your item and bring money whenever," Shemer Chinam, he gets relegated to being a Shemer Chinam, as we said. Pay Alpha Amar Alpha on the top. Ha, however, what's the inference from here? Gemartiv Shemer Sachar. If the craftsman called the customer and said, "I finished, I'm done," and that's all he said, it's mashma that he's still a Shemer Sachar. And so we see that even though the customer knows that the work is done, the craftsman is still a Shemer Sachar on the item. Clearly not like what Rav and Bar Papa said, B'Shem Rav Chizda, that if it's after Yemei She'ilasa, he's not a Shemer on it anymore. However, the Gemara says, lie. That's the wrong inference. Don't make that diyuk from the Mishnah. What's the diyuk from the Mishnah? Ha, Have Mois Vital Shalcha Shemer Sachar. The proper inference from the Mishnah is that if the craftsman called the customer and told him, "Bring money and then you could take your item," he remains a Shemer Sachar, because he's holding on to the item until he gets paid. Ask the Gemara, Avol Gemartiv Mai. Let's say the craftsman told the customer, "Gemartiv, I'm finished with it." What would the din be? Shemer Chinam? You want to say he's a Shemer Chinam? Well, Yehachi, if that's so, Adatani, instead of the Mishnah teaching, V'kulin She'amru Tel Shalcha V'havei Mois Shemer Chinam, then in all these situations, if the craftsman said, "Come and pick up your item and pay me whenever you want," then the craftsman's a Shemer Chinam, well, Nishmein and Gemartiv, V'kul She'kin Tel Shalcha. The Mishnah should really just teach us that if he said the word Gemartiv, "I'm finished with it," he's considered a Shemer Chinam, and for sure if he says, "Come and pick your item up and you can pay me whenever you want," he's a Shemer Chinam. Why not teach it like that? So we say that's not a question. The Mishnah is teaching us a Chiddush by saying that the craftsman told him, "Come pick up your item and pay me whenever you want." What's the Chiddush? I would have thought that he's not even a Shemer Chinam in that case, because basically the craftsman telling the customer, "Get your item out of my house, I'm not interested in being here," and even if he's a Paisheya with it, he wouldn't be Chayev. The Chiddush is that he's at least a Shemer Chinam and he's not allowed to be Paisheya with it. Some say this is how the memoir was. We also learned this, in all these situations, if a craftsman said, "Come pick up your item and pay me whenever you want," he's considered Shemer Chinam. Now, my love, what do we say from here? That Hu Adin Gemartiv, even if he said Gemartiv, "I'm finished with it," then he's a Shemer Chinam as well. However, we say, "Lo, that's not so, that's not the inference. Tal Shalcha Shani, Tal Shalcha is different. When he says, "Take your item and pay me whenever you want," so then he's a Shemer Chinam. But if he says Gemartiv, all he's telling the customer is, "I'm finished with it," but he's not saying, "I'm not being a Shemer on it anymore," and he remains a Shemer Sachar. And continue with this, Huna Mar Bar Mareimar Kamed Ravina, Rami Masisan Adadi. Mar Bar Mareimar was in front of Ravina and asked a steer between two Mishnayas, Umishani, and he gave an answer to the steer. Tanan, our Mishnah says, we would say, even if he calls up and says Gemartiv, then he's a Shemer Chinam. However, Ravina will ask you a steer for the Mishnah that we brought that comes up later on. Amrlei Shoyl, if the Shoyl tells the lender, "Shalach, send it to me," Vishalchani sent it, Umesa, and it died along the way, Chayiv. So the Shoyl is Chayiv, Vachem Shashamachzira, and the same thing when he's sending it back. We see from the second Mishnah that the Shoyl is still Chayiv until the item's actually returned, as opposed to from our Mishnah, it seems to be that that once he informs the customer, hey, your item's ready, already then he's not considered a shomer on it. And Rishani, he gave an answer to this stira, Amar Rav Amar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda, Lo Yishanu, the second Mishnah was only taught, El Shechse B'Shechem Yishei Elasa, if he's returning it within the days that he's still allowed to borrow it in, so he's still responsible for it. Avalach Yishei Elasa, Pater. But if he returns it after he finished borrowing it, after the week that he was allowed to have it, for example, so then he's Pater. And now he's analyzed his last statement, Yibailu, who asked the following question, Pater Mishayel V'chayel K'shemer Sachar. When you say that he's Pater, does that mean that he's Pater and he's not a Shayel anymore, so he's not Chayev for even Einsen, but he's still Chayev like a Shemer Sachar? I don't, or perhaps Shemer Sachar Namali Hava, he's not even a Shemer Sachar, because after Yimei Elasa. As Amar Meimar Meimar says, Mistabar Pater Mishayel V'chayel K'shemer Sachar, it's logical to say that he's not a Shayel anymore, but he is considered a Shemer Sachar. Why is that? Hayel V'nene Mahana Hava. Since he did have benefit from it, the lender allowed him to use it for a week, so he had benefit, he is Mahana, he gives benefit back to the lender by taking responsibility for it as a Shomer Sachar. Even though, again, he's finished borrowing it, the week is over, he still does something nice in exchange for the lender by being a Shomer Sachar over it. In Tanya Kavasi Lamemer, we have a brass just like a Mamer. Halakech Kalin Beis Umel Shangel Beis Chamov. A person took Kalin from the craftsman to send to his father-in-law's house. Now, he's not sending his father-in-law a present, even though that'd be very nice. He's sending his Kala a present. He figured he'd send her some kitchen utensils, maybe she would like them. But Va'amrla, he tells the craftsman, Im Kablanai son many, if they take them from me, meaning my Kala decides that she likes his gift, so then Anina son Lachadme, and I'm going to pay you for them. Vimla, but if she decides she doesn't like them and she sends them back, I'm going to give you whatever I benefited from them. He does get some sort of benefit from them, even though she decides not to keep the present, because at least it gave her a warm, fuzzy feeling that her chassan thought about her, and that's a benefit for the chassan. So he is paying something. And what happened? Venensu. An oinus happened to the kalim, and they got completely ruined. So behalicha, if this happened on the way to his kala, chayiv, he's chayiv to pay for them. That's because they're in his rishos, because like he bought them, and therefore he has to pay in full if something happens. But bechazira, if they were already sent back, pater, he's pater. Why? Because he's like a shomer sachar. As we see from here, he's relegated from being a shayel to a shomer sachar. And again, he's a shomer sachar because he did have some sort of gain from them. And this is exactly what Amemar said. And now we have a story that's going to seem to be a question on this. There was a fellow, he sold wine to his friend, but the buyer told the seller, I'm going to wait till I bring it to this place. If I sell it in that place, good, I'll pay you for it. But if I don't manage to sell it, I'm going to bring it back to you and I'm not going to pay you for it. Azal, he went, he didn't sell it. When he was on his way back, an oinus happened and everything broke and spilled. Also, he came to Rav Nachman, Chayve, Rav Nachman was Mechayiv, this buyer, to pay for the wine. However, Esu Rav Rav Nachman, that's proper Gersa, not Rabba, but Rava, he asked Rav Nachman, we just said before, Nensu, if an oinus happened to his kitchenware that he sent to his Kala, Bahalicha, if it happened on the way to the Kala, Chayiv is Chayiv, Ubechazara, Potter. But if it was on the way back, so he's Potter. And he's not Chayiv for Einsen. So why are you saying that this guy's Chayiv, he was on his way back with the wine? Amarle, Rav Nachman responded, Chazar Dahai, Halicha he. This guy who bought the wine, even though he's on his way back, it's as if he's going to sell it. My time away is that? Sorahu. It's logical. Mechazi Rasoi, on his way back, Il Ashkel Hazvune, if he found somebody to buy it, Miloy Zavna, wouldn't he sell it to him? Of course he sell it to him. It's not that he's only willing to sell it in that place and not to anyone else along the way. Of course, if he finds somebody else to buy it, he's going to sell it to him, even if he's right before the seller's doorstep. So therefore, wherever the buyer is considered Derech Halicha on the way to sell it. And we continue on to the next part of the Mishnah, Shmar Liv Ashmel Cha Shemer Sachar. If Reuven told Shimon, you watch my item and I'll watch yours for you, so then he's a shomer sachar. And that means that if the item is stolen or lost, he's chayav to pay for it. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, why would he be chayav to pay for anything? Shmir b'baylim he. This is considered shmir b'baylim. Let's pause over here and explain what shmir b'baylim is, because we're going to see this through the rest of the Gemara, and it's an important nekuda. Regarding a shayel, a borrower, the pasuk says, v'chi yishal ish me'imri ehu v'nish b'arimeis, if a person borrows something from his friend and it breaks a leg or it dies, here are the key words from the pasuk, ba'alav ein imoy, shalem yishalem. If its owner is not with it, he has to pay. However, in ba'alav imoy, lo yishalem. If the owner's with him, he doesn't have to pay. And the understanding from here is that if the owner of the item is with him, meaning he's working for the borrower when the item was borrowed, the borrower is not chayv for einzin. And even though the pasuk talks about a shayel, this applies to other shayim as well. For example, Reuven drops an item off Shimon's house, and when Shimon takes it, Reuven does an act of service for him, brings him food or drink, fixes something in his house and the like. That's considered ba'al of imai, and Shimon does not bear responsibility for the item. So that's the question over here. If Reuven tells Shimon, shmar li v'ashmar l'cha, why would he be chayv? He's not any sort of shaymer, because that's considered ba'al of imai, whereas the Gemara says, Shmir b'baylim. Amar Papa. Papa answers, the Amar Lei, what did he tell him? Shmar li hayayim v'shmar l'cha l'machar. You watch something for me today, and I'm going to watch something for you tomorrow, so that's not Ba'al of Imai. At the time that Shimon is watching something of Reuven's, Reuven is not working for him yet. Reuven's going to work for him only tomorrow, and therefore it's not Ba'al of Imai. And Tanar Bonu, we have a price like this. If Reuven tells Shimon, Shmar li v'shmar l'cha, you watch something for me, and I'll watch something for you. Hashilein v'shilcha, lend something to me, and I'll lend something to you. Shmar li v'shilcha, watch something for me, and I'll lend something to you. Hashilein v'shmar l'cha, lend something to me, and I'll watch something for you. In all these cases, they become Shemir Sachar for each other. The question is, Amai, why? Shmir Abaylam he. That's considered Shmir Abaylam. And Amar Papa on this, or Papa said, Amar Lei, it's where he told him, Shmar Li Hayyam. Watch it for me today and I'll watch it for you tomorrow. And same thing with all these other cases. Lend to me today and I'll lend to you tomorrow. And therefore it's not Shmira B'Bailim. Now we have a story that brings out this point. Hanu Ahaluye, we had these oil dealers. What's oil over here? So it's not talking about a tent. It either refers to oil, which is a type of cleaning agent for clothing, or Ahalois, which is a type of fragrant scent. But either which way, these guys used to sell this thing. And Chol Yoima Hava Apilon Charminayu, every single day, one of these sellers would bake bread for everybody else. And Ahu Yoima one day, Amr Leil Charminayu, they told one of them, Zil Apilon, go bake bread for us. Amr Lehu, so he told them, Naturally Glimai, watch my coat for me while I break bread. And Ada Asa, before he came back, Pashuba, they were Paisheh, they were negligent. That's an important thing to note over here. V'ignov, and it was stolen. Also, Kamedra Papa, Sakim Tra Papa, and Chayvinhu. He was Machayv them to pay for the coat. So Amr Leil Rabban, Leil Papa, Rabban asked Rab Papa, Amai, why would they have to pay for it? Pshiya B'Bailim he. This is considered Pshiya B'Bailim. It's considered Baal of Imai, because when they took on to watch his coat, he was baking bread for them. That's him doing a service for them while they're taking on Shmir of his thing, and therefore they shouldn't have to pay. And when the Rabban told Rab Papa this, Ichsev, he got embarrassed. He realized that he was wrong. However, Lusuf, at the end, Iglai Milsa Dahu Shaita Shechav Kashasi. It was revealed that at that time that they were watching the coat, and they were Pashea, negligent, and it was stolen, this guy wasn't baking bread, he was drinking beer, and he didn't even start baking for them, and therefore it's not considered B'Bailim. However, now we analyze this. We understand, according to the Manda Amar, that when we're dealing with Baal of Imai, he's Pater even for Pshia, so we can understand why our pup was embarrassed originally, because he thought that he paskin wrong. El Manda Amar Chayiv, but according to the Manda Amar, when we're dealing with a Pshia, even though it's Baal of Imai, the Shimer is Chayiv, Amai Echsef. Why is our pup embarrassed? He didn't paskin wrong. The Gemara says, you're right, we totally misunderstood the case. Elahu Yema Lavdi Dei Hava. That day, it wasn't that guy's job to bake bread. Vamru Leili Dei, and these guys told him anyway, Zil Apilon At, you go bake bread for us, even though it's not your day. And Amr Lehu, he told them, Bahu Agra the Kafina Lehu, the schar, the wages that I'm baking for you, Netruglimoy, you have to watch my coat. That means that they're Shomer Sachar and not Shomer Chinam. And it was in this situation, Pe'alafon Bez on top, Ada Asa, before he came back, Ignif, it was stolen, and it wasn't stolen because of a Pshia, it was simply stolen. And it was over here that also committed our Papa, they came to our Papa, and Chayvinhu, he was Machayv them to pay, and Amr Lehu, our Papa, the Rabban told our Papa, Hashmir Abilim, he, this is a case of Shmir Abilim. And Ichsev, he was embarrassed. And it makes sense that he was embarrassed over here, because according to everybody, this is considered Shmir Abilim. And this was a regular case of Gneva, it was not a case of Pshia, and everybody would hold it their potter, and that's why Papa was embarrassed. However, Lusayf, at the end, Iglai Milsa, it turned out that he shat the Shikra Havashasi, that at that time he was drinking beer and hadn't even started baking bread for them, and therefore it's not considered Shmira Bailim, so it turns out that Rav Papa wasn't wrong. I'll continue with another case. Hanu Beitre, there are two fellows, the Havakom Misgu Burcha, they were going along the way, Chad Arch, Chad Gutza. One of them was tall, one of them was short. Aricha Rachav Chamra, the tall guy was riding a donkey, Bavle Sedina, and he had a linen garment, which when it gets wet, it's not very heavy. Gutza, the short guy, Mixi Sarbala, he was wearing a woolen garment, which when it gets wet, it gets very heavy. The Kameski Bakare, and he was walking along the way with his feet. He didn't have a donkey. Kimati Lenaro, when they reached the river, Shakala Sarbale Va'isve Ilave Chamara, the short guy took his woolen garment and put it on the donkey, Vishakala Sidine, Dahu, and he took the other guy's linen garment, Vichsibani covered himself with it. And what happened? Shatfua Maila Sidine. The water washed away the other guy's linen garment. Asal Kamed Rava came to Rava, Chaive. He was Machaive him to pay for the linen garment. So Armali Rabban Rava, Rabban asked Rava, Amai, why would he have to pay for it? Sheila Bailim he. This is a case of Sheila Bailim. When he took the linen garment, he put his woolen garment on the guy's donkey, so that's considered B'Bailim, and therefore he shouldn't be Chayiv. Echsef, so Rav was embarrassed. But L'Saif, what happened at the end? Iglai Milsa was revealed, D'Beloi Da'ite Shaklei U'Beloi Da'ite Aisvehi. He took the other guy's linen garment without him knowing, and he put his woolen garment on the donkey without the tall guy knowing. And so it's not considered Shmir B'Bailim. And another case, Hu Gavar, there was a fellow, Da'igr Le'chamar L'Chayre, he rented a donkey to his friend, Amr Le, he told him, Chazi, you should see to it, Loi Tezel Bo'urcha de Nahar Pakaid, don't go along the way of Nahar Pakaid. Why? D'Ikamaya, because there's a lot of water there, and something could happen, the donkey get washed away or get ruined. Zil Be'urcha de Neresh, you should go the way of Neresh to Lekamaya, there's no water there. What happened? Azal Be'urcha de Nahar Pakaid. The renter went along Nahar Pakaid, but what happened? Umis Chamara. The donkey died. It didn't get washed away by water, it just died. It was an Ines. And Kios, when he came back, Amr, he told the owner, In Be'urcha de Nahar Pakaid, Azli, you're right, I did go on Nahar Pakaid way, Umi Lekamaya, but there wasn't any water there. So Amli Rav, said to him, Ma'al Shaker, why should he lie? Ibai Amr Le, if he wanted, he could have said, Ana Be'urcha de Neresh, Azli, that I went the way of Neresh, and he wouldn't have been Chayiv in that situation, and over here as well, even though he went the wrong way. He should not have taken the Nahar Pakaid highway. Nonetheless, since it died because of an Ines and not because of water, he's Pater. However, Amalei Abayabai told Rava, Mali Shaker Makam Edim Loyam Rinon. Wouldn't use the logic of a Mali Lishaker when there's Edim. No, there's no actual Edim over here. So what do we mean by Edim? This is what we say, Anan Sahadi, we're Edim. We know that the Nahar Pakaid highway always has water. So when this guy comes to say, oh, it happens to be that there wasn't any water, we don't believe him. It's like we have Edim testifying that there was water, and therefore there's no Mali Lishaker and he's Chayav to pay. I get to explain the Mishnah. Let's say Reuven told Shimon, Shmarli, please watch my item for me, Va'amar Loi, and Shimon told him, Hanach Lefanai, put it in front of me, so Shemer Chinam, Shimon's a Shemer Chinam over here. And Amar Rav Huna says, Amar Loi, let's say Shimon had told Reuven, Hanach Lefanecha, put it in front of you, meaning Reuven Reuven said, "Hey Shimon, can you watch my item?" And Shimon told Reuven, "Just put it down in front of you." He's not a shomer chinam or shomer sachar, because Shimon's basically telling Reuven, "I'm not interested in watching your object. You could put it down in front of you, and you take care of it. I'm not taking care of it." Now here's the question: Yibayil Huda asked the following. Let's say all Shimon told Reuven was, "Place it down." He didn't say, "Place it down in front of me." He didn't say, "Place it down in front of you." He just said, "Place it." How do we understand that? So Tashma attempted raya. Amar tells us, "Shmarli." Reuven asked Shimon, "Please watch it for me." Va'amar lo, and Shimon told him, "Hanach lefanai." Put it in front of me. Shomer chinam. So he's a shomer chinam. What do we learn from here? Hastama v'loy klum. That's mashma. If he would just said, "Put it down," that he's nothing and he's not even a shomer chinam. Everything Mar says is not a raya. Adraba. It's the opposite. Medam Rav Huna. Since Rav Huna told us that hanach lefanecha, who de'ena lo shomer chinam v'loy shomer sachar, that when Shimon tells Reuven, "Put it in front of you," then he's not a shomer chinam or shomer sachar. That's mashma. Hastama shomer chinam hava. That if all he told him was stam, place it down, then he is a shomer chinam. And because we have a steer mashma, is el mehal lekel mashmina, we can't learn anything from our Mishnah. The Gemara suggests, let's say some machlekes tanoim. We have a Mishnah Baba Kama that talks about a guy walking into a chatzer, bringing his things in, and they get damaged in the chatzer. The question is the Baal chatzer chayev to pay? And the Mishnah tells us, im heches bershos, if he came in bershos, he was allowed to Baal chatzer chayev, so the owner of the chatzer is chayev for this guy's stuff getting damaged. Whereas Rebbe says, bekulam eino chayev, in all these cases, he's not chayev, ache kabo all of Baal bias lishmar, until the Baal bias, meaning the Baal chatzer, takes upon himself to guard the guy's objects. So it seems to be a machlekes tanoim. The Tana Kama holds that the moment Shimon allows Reuven into his chatzer, he says, "Yeah, sure, no problem, come inside." He's basically saying, "Come inside and I will watch your stuff for you." Whereas according to Rebbe, just because he said "come inside," that doesn't mean that the owner of the chatzer is taking responsibility upon himself. He's saying, "Come inside, but you have to watch your stuff." And that's like the word hanach. Does the word hanach mean "place it down and I'll watch it for you"? Or does the word hanach mean "place it down and you watch it"? And I'm not going to watch it. However, we say that's not a raya. Mimai, who says this is so? Delma ad kan lekam Rabban Hasam. Maybe the Rabban only say over there that the Baal chatzer is chayiv as al b'chatzer, because we're talking about a chatzer, the bas neturihi. Because stuff that's in a chatzer, Mamela is considered guarded. And when the Baal Chatzar tells his fellow, "Sure, come inside," he's basically telling him, "Come and I'm going to watch your stuff for you." But over here, when we have this conversation between Reuven and Shimon, Reuven tells Shimon, "Please watch my thing for me," and Shimon tells him, "Hanach, place it down." Shuka, the marketplace, la bar neturihu, that's not a place where an item is watched. Put an item down in the marketplace, it's not Mamela going to be watched, and therefore, anach v'tivnot l'chaka amarle. When Shimon tells Reuven, "Place it down," he's telling him, "Place it down and you watch it for yourself. I'm not watching it for you." Inami, alternatively, we could say that Akan Lekamar Rebbe Hasam, the only reason why Rebbe over there says that the Baal Chatzar has to explicitly take upon himself the Chiv to watch it is Al B'Chatzere, because we're talking about this guy's own Chatzar. The Liyule Rishusa Kabayla Mishkal Minei, in order to even walk into the other guy's Chatzar, you have to ask for permission. And when the owner of the Chatzar gives permission for this other guy to come in, Tivinat Al Chakamarle, he's saying, "You're more than welcome to come to my Chatzar, but you have to watch your own stuff. I'm not taking responsibility for your things." Abel Hakabit over here with this conversation between Reuven and Shimon, Hanach Manamanatrana Kamarle, Shimon's telling Reuven, "Put it down and I'll watch it for you." Why is that? If you want to say that Shimon's telling Reuven, "Put your item down and you watch it," does Reuven need permission from Shimon to go watch his own item? Obviously not. Of course Reuven has to watch his own item if he's in the marketplace. And from the mere fact that Shimon's telling Reuven, "Put your item down," he's basically telling him, "Put it down and I'll watch it for you." So we don't have a right from this Mishnah Baba Kama that saying Hanoch is Machlokes Tanoim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.